speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10. Iran has reportedly launched two missiles at a joint British-US military base on the island of Diego Garcia. Neither reached their target. The attack comes a matter of hours after Keir Starmer said the US could use UK bases for operations in the Strait of Hormuz. Our military analyst Sean Bell says he's concerned by the weapons range.
What Iran's trying to do is develop missiles that can go as far as the US, because not being able to get as far as Italy, that's clearly not far enough. Now, in development, there'll be lots of missiles available that, although they're not operationally declared, they're not in production, can get a lot further.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has said he's considering winding down operations in Iran. A man from Iran and a woman from Romania have been charged after two people tried to enter a dockyard in Scotland where Britain's nuclear submarines are based. The incident happened on Thursday evening at HM Naval Base Clyde, also known as Faslane. Health officials say there are now 34 cases of meningitis linked to an outbreak in Kent, up from 29 yesterday. More than 5,500 people have now been vaccinated as fears rise the cluster could spread. These students in Canterbury are queuing up for the jab.
It's actually my birthday today, and I lost my friend about a week ago due to this. And so instead of spending my birthday celebrating, I'm now here trying to make sure I'm being safe.
A few of my friends are hospitalised for it, so I don't want to end up in hospital.
Two of my friends have both came down with meningitis. I was at a club with them both times.
The French Coast Guards rescued 78 people who got into difficulty trying to cross the channel. The engine of the small boat they were travelling in failed yesterday morning. Elon Musk could be forced to pay out billions in compensation after a US jury concluded he misled investors during his takeover of Twitter. He was found to have deliberately driven down the social media platform's shares. And Wimbledon's introducing a video review technology on six show courts this year. Players will be able to challenge judgment calls made by the chair umpire and won't be limited to how many they can request. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Buckinghamshire Council is encouraging businesses to apply for pop-up licences in its parks, including four in Aylesbury. The council's open to a variety of applications, but hopes the licences will be taken up by coffee vans, healthy food vans, boot camps, personal training teams, commercial events and festivals. The four Aylesbury parks include Vale Park, Bedgrove Park, Fairford Lees Play Area and the Alfred Rose Memorial Park. Thames Valley Police have appealed for witnesses following an alleged incident of false imprisonment in Aylesbury. The incident involved a man and a woman on the 7th of March at around 4 p.m. and took place on Cold Harbour Way. A 22-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of assault by beating, false imprisonment and harassment. He has since been released on conditional bail and an investigation is ongoing. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident is asked to contact police on their 101 number.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
What a beautiful few days of sunshine, and that's set to continue today. Plenty of sunshine around again today, a gentle breeze and temperatures reaching 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Peter Dawes.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
I got you. That's all I want. I won't forget. That's a whole lot. I don't go.
Well, good morning, ladies and gents. Would you look at that? It has just hit 11 minutes past 10 here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, which of course means it is time for today's Saturday morning show with me, myself, and I, Peter Dawes, your now usual Saturday morning show host, doing your usual Saturday morning show stuff. I've got music, I've got chatter, I've got news of a local variety, we've got plenty of football to look forward to this weekend, and there was a game last night as well, so we should get our teeth into all of that in just a bit, but for the time being, it's Rag & Bone Man with All You Ever Wanted.
No painted trains on the underground, no kids with spray cans drunk, no offensive. Ties or march in a straight line, deafening the sound of the helmet. It's a city of a thousand heartbeats, no room for another soul. Same building on a different street, and nobody knows. Terry. For the hole in the wall, cause people still need cash to buy their food.
freedom.
It's Saturday morning on Red Kite Radio with Peter Dawes.
You were the sweetest thing, yeah.
And there was Annie Lennox with Walking on Broken Glass, taking us all the way up to 18 minutes past 10. Now, the weekend's Premier League action kicked off last night. Yesterday evening at 8pm, we had Bournemouth, and they were at home against Manchester United. And it was VAR controversy abound in this thrilling 2-2 draw. I say thrilling. First half was a little tame, but it all kicked off in the second half. Manchester United took the lead in the 61st minute through Bruno Fernandes from the penalty spot after Mateus Cunha was brought down in the penalty area. He was pulled back, tracked back, went down, penalty. Bruno Fernandes scored. Then the VAR controversy happened not 10 minutes later when Amad Diallo was brought down in the Bournemouth penalty area in a fairly similar fashion to Cunha was, but it wasn't given. From that, Bournemouth ran up the other end of the pitch. Ryan Christie managed to equalise to make it 1-1. VAR had a look at it and said no foul. So that's, you know, well, I mean, it looked like a foul to me, but, you know, I could be accused of being biased. It didn't last long, though, because 4 minutes later, in the 71st minute, Manchester United's lead was restored through an unfortunate own goal from James Hill. Just bounced off his head from a corner. It was just an unfortunate turn of events for him. But that only lasted 10 minutes, when Harry Maguire was sent off for Manchester United for bringing down Evan Nilsson in the penalty area. Straight red card to deny a clear goal-scoring opportunity from a push. There was a bit of contact. It was certainly a penalty, but you can argue it was softer than the one that was given the other end and the one that wasn't given. But it doesn't matter because it was masterfully dispatched, I must say, through Junior Kroupi, the teenage sensation for Bournemouth, right into the side netting. It was a brilliant penalty. But 2-2 was the final score. Manchester United having to hang on with 10 men, really, to just keep Bournemouth at bay. But 2-2 was the final score. The overbearing consensus around the penalty incident seems to be, well, if one was given, surely the other one needs to be given, because it looked fairly similar. But I'll let you know, there's highlights on the internet. You can go on YouTube and see the highlights and make your own decision. I thought it was a penalty, but I guess it's all up for interpretation at this point. Anyway, 2-2 was the final score. We'll have a look at what's going on later today in just a bit. For the time being, let's have an ad break. Afterwards, it's James Morrison with You Give Me Something.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio.
You want to stay with me in the morning. You only hold me when I sleep. I was meant to tread the water, but now I've gotten in too deep. For every piece of me that wants you, another piece backs away. Something drive for hours just to spend a little time alone with me. And I can say I've never bought you flowers. I can't work out what they mean. Never thought that I'd love someone that was someone else's dream. As you give me something that makes me scared, alright. This could be my thing, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Classic hits, recent releases. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
One, two, three, four. Come on, baby, say you love me. Five, six, seven, nine.
They tell me you're shy, boy. But I want you just to say, don't play innocent with me. You know it's not just fun and games. When I look into your eyes, so much passion burns inside. But if you need some coaxing, I will do it step by step. Keep on counting.
That was a fun little remix from Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine with 1, 2, 3, taking us to 29 minutes past 10. It's approaching half past 10. Now, we looked at what happened last night. 2-2 draw between Bournemouth and Manchester United to get the Premier League weekend underway. But what do you have in store today? Well, let us have a little gander. Afternoon, or I should say very early afternoon, lunchtime, in fact, kick off in about 2 hours' time at half past 12. Brighton are at home against Liverpool. So that could be an interesting clash there. Brighton, not quite what they were last season. And Liverpool, I think everyone would agree, are certainly under par. So it could be an interesting clash. Fulham versus Burnley are on at 3 o'clock. Everton against Chelsea on at 5:30. And Leeds United are at home to Brentford at 8 p.m. Manchester City's clash with Crystal Palace has been postponed because of a fixture clash. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But that's what you've got to look forward to from the Premier League today. Brighton versus Liverpool at 12:30. Fulham versus Burnley at 3. Everton versus Chelsea at 5:30. And Leeds versus Brentford at 8. Then into the Championship, where, of course, we have Oxford United. They're away at 3 o'clock against Southampton. So a nice trip down to the South Coast for the local side here, for struggling Oxford United, still trying to cement their place in the Championship for next season, trying to avoid the drop this year. And then in League One, Wycombe Wanderers, they are also away from home. They travel to Leyton Orient for a 3 o'clock kickoff there in League One. So local sides in action, Oxford away at Southampton, Wycombe away at Leyton Orient, both at 3 p.m. with Oxford in the Championship and Wycombe in League One. Right, we shall have a look at what tomorrow has in store, because there's a couple of things to look at, so we shall do that. But we'll do that a bit later on in the show. For the time being, let's carry on with the music, get back to it, with something current. Here's Hilary Duff with Roommates. There were the Beatles, of course, with a little help from my friends, taking us to 10:37. That is, 23 minutes to 11, quick maths. Anyway, the Risborough Area Community Bus, they need volunteer drivers. They're looking for people who would be available to drive the community minibus on morning or afternoon shifts 2 to 3 times a month. So it's not a huge time commitment from yourselves. Training and support will be given, so there you go, but I suspect you would need to know how to drive beforehand. In fact, if we look further, volunteers will need a clean driving license with a D1 category, so please don't turn up expecting to be taught how to drive. If you are interested, just call Debbie on 07941 963 097 or email RACB, so the acronym for Risborough Area Community Bus, RACB@talktalk.net. So two ways to get in touch there. Call Debbie on 07941 963 097 or email RACB@talktalk.net. So that's volunteer drivers needed for the Risborough Area Community Bus. Right, let's have an ad break. Afterwards, it's Slade with 'Cause I Love You.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels like this. The difference is just a few little changes. Like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more. National Highways.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2, where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10 p.m. each week. So remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here. So tune in and turn up the volume.
Classic Hits
107.2
Red Kite Radio.
I won't laugh at you when you boo-hoo-hoo, 'cause I love you. I can't turn my back on the things you like, 'cause I love you. I just like the things you do. Clown, and you put me down.
Saturday morning with Peter Dawes on Red Kite Radio.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care.
Something there with Breakfast at Tiffany's, taking us all the way up to 10:48. Just hit 10:48 there, 12 minutes to 11. Now, the Children's Air Ambulance provides a flying intensive care unit for babies and children in need of urgent care, and it operates from sites including Oxford Airport, and their helicopters can fly critically ill babies and children to the specialist care that they need. The Children's Air Ambulance receives no direct support from the government, and they raise funds in a number of ways, including a lottery. Now, you can find out more simply just going to the website theairambulanceservice.org.uk. It's a very straightforward web address. They try and make it easy. The Air Ambulance Service, all one word, .org. www.ambulanceservice.co.uk. Plot along there and you can find out everything you need to know about the Children's Air Ambulance, of course, providing, I think we can all agree, a noble service. Right, let us carry on with the music as we are approaching the end of the first hour. It's 11 minutes to 11 now, 11 to 11. Not quite cowboy time, but it's not too far off. Anyway, Walk the Moon here with Shut Up and Dance.
Thank you. It looks beautiful down Liberty Lane today.
One from 2019 from Status Quo, Liberty Lane, have taken us to 4 minutes to 11. And with that, it is the end of the first hour of today's Saturday morning show. But as we all know, it's a two-hour show. I'll be back with the second hour just after the news at 11. Stick around here on your 107.2 Red Card Radio, and you shall hear from me pretty soon.
107.2, where you'll hear different songs every day. Red Kite Radio.
Baby, you just ain't taking nothing yet. There's something.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.